There are a lot of mixed signals concerning the U.S. economy. In its most recent employment report, the Labor Department said 210,000 jobs were created in November. That's far short of the 573,000 economists had expected. A bad sign there. On the other hand, the unemployment rate, the percentage of American workers who don't have a job, that dropped from 4.6% in October to 4.2% in November. A good sign there. Wages have increased. The government says this November, the average amount of money Americans made per hour was 4.8% higher than it was a year ago. But prices have increased too. The government says inflation is 6.8% higher than it was a year ago, its biggest increase in almost four decades. Economists say the rise in wages is not enough to keep up with the rise in prices. And while some are optimistic that inflation could calm down in the year ahead, banking officials have indicated it may stick around.
In the St. Cyr household, Cricket the show cow and Trigger the rescue horse are top priorities.
Your animals come first. Like, they eat before I eat.
And these gentle giants eat a lot. The price of their food has gone up, and with twice daily feedings, they run through nearly two 50-pound bags a week.
It was about, like, $16 a bag, and right now it's at, it depends on where you go, where we're getting it, it's about, like, $22.
It's just one of the price pinches for this family in rural Michigan. Spending power for rural Americans has dropped by 5.2%, compared to 3.5% for urban Americans from pre-pandemic. And rural Americans typically spend more on the very items that have seen the biggest price increases, food, energy, and cars.
What are the biggest challenges you face when it comes to inflation?
I think it's just not having the options to offset those costs. It's like, okay, yeah, we could drive another half hour, another hour, but it's like we're paying $3.50 for gas.
But gas prices are falling to a seven-week low. Down 20 cents in Michigan in the last month to $3.22 a gallon. And for these new small business owners, every cent counts.
You have a budget that you have to stick to.
This year, the couple launched their wood furniture and decor company, Palomino & Co., out of their garage.